cruise ships were early hot zones in the coronavirus pandemic. Two of them in particular have a lot to teach us. And in a moment, we'll hear the story of what one doctor saw when he boarded both the Diamond Princess cruise ship and the Grand Princess back in March. Now, that doctor didn't know it at the time, but Carolyn Wright was also on board. She was one of the ship's 2,500 passengers who came on board the Grand Princess in San Francisco on February 21st. She was ready to have the time of her life. But a few days in, her travel partner got worried.
I wasn't too worried. She was much more scared. She was like, no, no, it's going to be big. You wait and see. And boy, she was right. I just went about my business. I just didn't really worry about it. And I was wrong on that count.
Well, halfway through the cruise on the Grand Princess, things started changing.
We could tell that they were cleaning the handrails and so forth in the public areas because they were damp. You know, you could feel the wet disinfectant. They started mandating that we had to wash our hands before we went in the buffet, but not the restaurant, just the buffet. And we were no longer able to serve ourselves. They had employees that were serving us. So those were the differences we saw in the few days before we were put into lockdown. It was a nightmare. It was so chaotic. The people on the ground were doing their best. The people at the top were totally disorganized. I understood why they were quarantining us. I thought it made sense. I didn't question that. But for me, the worst part was the lack of information. And that wasn't the crew's fault. That wasn't the captain's fault. They were trying to give us information, but they had none. We didn't know where we were going. We didn't know when we were going to get off. We didn't know what was going to happen once we got off. At first, we didn't know if anybody on our ship had it. We just were given no information. And that was the scariest part for me.
Carolyn and her friend spent 7 days quarantined in their small cabin. Then all of a sudden, they learned that the evacuation process off the Grand Princess had begun.
They just would call out, okay, rooms such and such. We had colored tags, and so they would say, okay, blue F, you know, you're going to offload. We had been given one mask on the ship. You know, the transfer, it probably was 6 or 7 hours at least that we were wearing this mask without taking it off. They said, we're going to call you when your luggage arrives and you'll come get it. Finally, a couple hours later, they called us and they said, wear your mask. And I said, well, this mask is disgusting. It's nasty. And the lady says, oh, that's a good point. I'll put that on the list of things that we need. Social distancing, stay away from other people, don't get close, 6 feet. Yet when they transported us, they herded us like cattle onto a bus. Then they got us off the bus and they put us on an airplane, literally shoulder to shoulder with a stranger. I don't regret it. It was what it was. We didn't get sick, so at least we were lucky that way. We were blessed. Most generations go through some great crisis. Let's learn from this and be prepared for the next one.
But after all that, will there be a next cruise for Carolyn?
It's all up in the air. If everything was fine, if they came up with a treatment, then I would be more than happy to go on a cruise. But right now, not really looking forward to it like I was.
Carolyn Wright lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico. She was a passenger on the Grand Princess cruise ship, which was finally allowed to dock in Oakland, California on March 8th.